Inventory types and characteristics. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary partially defines inventory as those stocks or items used to support production, raw materials and work in process items, supporting activities, maintenance, repair, and operating supplies, and customer service, finished goods and spare parts. The term can be applied, therefore, to different types of businesses. Manufacturers who use raw materials and manufactured components to create goods, fabricators and assemblers, and consumer-oriented sellers, both brick-and-mortar and online. As Exhibit 5-1 shows, inventory exists at every point in the supply chain. Exhibit 5-1, inventory in the supply chain. Suppliers who provide raw materials to manufacturers carry inventory so that they can respond to demand from manufacturers. For a manufacturer or fabricator, inventory exists as work in process, WIP, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a good or goods in various stages of completion throughout the plant, including all material from raw material that has been released for initial processing up to completely processed material awaiting final inspection and acceptance as finished goods inventory. Many accounting systems also include the value of semi-finished stock and components in this category. At distribution centers, inventory may take the form of packaged goods awaiting orders and transportation to a distributor, retailer, or consumer. Cycle stocks that can be reordered by customers and consumers. Postponement inventory awaiting final kitting and shipment. Refurbished goods that are cleared for resale but need to be segregated from new stock and sold as refurbished. While inventory is in transit, it is called in-transit or pipeline inventory, and this can be a significant amount of inventory. When finished goods are being moved or stored in the distribution channel, this inventory is sometimes called distribution inventory. At the final point in the supply chain, inventory includes packaged goods that have not yet been sold to consumers, including refurbished goods. Inventory also includes all those materials that may be required to support operations at each point in the supply chain, maintenance, repair, and operating, MRO supplies, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as items used in support of general operations and maintenance, such as maintenance supplies, spare parts, and consumables used in the manufacturing process and supporting operations. Examples include the following. A chemical supplier inventories materials needed for handling and cleanup. Equipment at manufacturers, warehouses, and retailers requires maintenance supplies such as oil and spare parts. Special inventory characteristics. In addition to the basic categories of inventory just discussed, there are a number of special inventory characteristics that can result in special handling requirements. Dangerous goods, hazmat, which include hazardous raw materials and finished goods, and hazardous waste awaiting regulated disposal or destruction. Inventory that is highly susceptible to damage or fragile, which increases its storage, handling, and transportation costs. Bulky items that need special storage, handling, and transportation, such as requiring a driver and a second handler. Perishable goods, some of which may require segregation from other goods, as well as temperature and humidity controls, as well as a fast life cycle to ensure the goods remain in motion to the degree needed to minimize waste, for example, food waste. Temperature and/or humidity-controlled goods, which include many perishable goods, pharmaceuticals, and other goods. Excess goods, which includes simple overstocks as well as inactive inventory. Obsolete goods that need to be liquidated or disposed of and written off on the books. Inventory ownership or who finances the inventory may also impact how it is accounted for and managed. Customer-owned inventory that could be managed by the customer, the traditional model, or be vendor-managed inventory, VMI. Consignment inventory is vendor-owned inventory, VOI, located at the customer's facility, for example, plant or retail location, that could be managed by the customer or by the supplier, VMI. Details on these special inventory characteristics are addressed elsewhere in this module.